Next patient is Mr. Sherwood Russell. The last name is R-U-S-S-E-L-L. First name, S-H-E-R-W-O-O-D. 86-year-old. White male. With a history of CKD stage 4 that is associated to cardiorenal syndrome. The patient is not fluid overloaded. He has been taking a combination of furosemide with metolazone. Has been losing weight. The patient is down from 195 to 190 pounds. The blood pressure is 126 over 48. The serum creatinine is 2.2. The BUN is 100. It seems he continues to be volume contracted. However, the EFR went up to 28 mL per liter. The patient doesn't have any nausea, vomiting. He doesn't have any uremic symptoms. The fact that he has been volume contracted has prevented him to develop congestive heart failure. The serum potassium is 3.4. He is not potassium restricted. The patient the protein creatinine ratio is around 400 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient continues to take Farxiga in combination with Kerendia with good results. Following number, still hypokalemic, 3.4 milliequivalents per deciliter. And we know that it's related to the fact that he takes so much diuretic. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia that is related to volume contraction. Continues to take the same medications for the time being. Following number, the patient has severe benign prostatic hypertrophy. He is spending a lot of time in order to be able to pass urine. I am going to add tamsulosin, taking into consideration the interactions with the rest of the medications and the possibility of hypotension. All the side effects were discussed with the patient, and how to deal with them was also part of the discussion. I am going to suggest Mr. Russell to go back to the primary care, Dr. Khurana, K-H-U-R-A-N-A, in order to get a urology referral before he gets infected. I'm going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I neglected to mention that the hemoglobin A1C has gone down from 9.5 to 8.7, and this will continue to go down as long as the patient continues with the current management. Paragraph I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the chart in the face-to-face and giving instructions regarding the interactions of medications and the tamsulosin side effects, 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.